Let's check some high school basketball scores from around the area first. Last night in girls basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, I-35 defeated Creston 44-36. From the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning dumping Maple Valley 43-38. Rolling Valley Conference saw Glidden-Ralston beat Madrid 41-29. In the corner, it was Nishnabotna over Rockport 43-26. South Page beat West Nottoway 37-27. Also in the Pride of Iowa, Diagonal over Lenox 47-32. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central over Creston 61-45. Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning beat Maple Valley 54-46. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston falling to Madrid 64-52. In the Pride of Iowa, Lenox beat Diagonal 69-59 last night. On high school basketball tonight, Atlantic will play Harlan in boys high school hoops, and we'll have that game for you here on our website, on a KJAN TV page at KJAN.com. You can catch that one, watch that live video streaming tonight for you. 7:30 is tip time. That's Atlantic and Harlan boys Hawkeye 10 basketball at Atlantic tonight. Both those teams off to great starts here on the season. Well, Kansas and Oklahoma are 1-2 in the AP men's basketball poll, and they demonstrated on Monday that there's not much difference in the talent level of the two teams. In fact, they needed to play 15 extra minutes to decide their first meeting of the season. Perry Ellis had 27 points and 13 rebounds as the Jayhawks outlasted the Sooners 109-106 in triple overtime. Devontae Graham provided 20 points, including the go-ahead free throw in the third overtime. Wayne Selden's 21 points helped Kansas improve to 13-1 this season. Buddy Hield poured in a career-high 46 points for Oklahoma, but he made two crucial turnovers in the final extra session and missed a potential tying three-pointer at the buzzer. Jordan Woodard hit 6 3-pointers and had 27 for the 12-1 Sooners, who were trying to extend their longest season-opening winning streak in 28 years. Elsewhere in the top 25, Virginia Tech stunned fourth-ranked Virginia 70-68 as Zach Ledee scored 18 of his 22 points in the second half. Bryce Johnson became the first player in North Carolina team history to produce at least 30 points and 20 rebounds in the same game, finishing with 39 points and 23 boards to lead the sixth-ranked Tar Heels to a 106-90 win at Florida State. Jayshon Page scored 7 of his 20 points, while 17th-ranked West Virginia put together a late 14-2 run as they put away a 95-87 win over TCU. Well, the Iowa basketball team debuts in the Associated Press poll at number 19 this week. The Hawkeyes are 11-3 overall, and they opened up Big Ten play last week with victories over top-ranked Michigan State and 14th-ranked Purdue.
Yeah, I think this week was an important week for us. You know, we played well, obviously, beat two very good teams, and I think most importantly got tremendous productivity from a lot of different people, and I think that's what you're going to need in this league moving forward.
Well, that's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says that national ranking comes with an added burden. McCaffrey says while they're off to a great start in the league race, there's still plenty of room for improvement.
You know, ultimately, you know, we need our bench guys to continue to improve, which they've done, and they, you know, continue to produce again, which they've done. So who knows what the ceiling is? It's just every day, you know, coming to work and trying to get better.
Iowa returns to action at home tonight by hosting Nebraska. McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need to find a way to slow down Husker senior forward Siobhan Shields. McCaffrey says Shields and Andrew White form a difficult combination to match up against.
They both have size, and I think that's what makes them both difficult. Yeah, they're both 6'7". It's not like one guy's 6'1 and one guy's 6'5". I mean, you got two 6'7 guys, both of whom can put it on the deck, both of whom can shoot it outside and then go inside. So they're a handful.
Nebraska coach Tim Miles says he's searching for ways to help his team start better in the second half because that cost the Huskers in their last two games.
But I don't like the way we're starting the second half, so we got to look at that. I don't mind the way the beginning of the game seems okay, but that second half stuff, I don't know if we need to make some changes schematically or personnel-wise, but we've got to certainly improve in that area.
I will have that Iowa-Nebraska game for you here on the radio tonight. You can catch that 7 o'clock pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced their weekly men's basketball award winners on Monday, and Iowa State junior Deontay Burton earned his second straight Newcomer of the Week honor. Burton had 19 points against Oklahoma just 3 days after 17-point effort against Coppin State as he continued his strong play off the bench for the Cyclones. The junior transfer from Marquette has increased his scoring total in every game since he first became eligible. He's averaging 13.8 points, 3.8 rebounds, and shooting nearly 68% from the field so far on the season. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says there are no plans to change the starting lineup despite the emergence of Deontay Burton. The junior named the Big 12 newcomer of the week twice since becoming eligible at the end of the first semester and had 19 points in Saturday's loss at Oklahoma.
I don't think anything's broken by any means. Deontay's just playing very well. I've been really pleased with Deontay, just the way he's come in and just tried to fit in. I think his focus over the last month has been really good in practice. Obviously played well at Cincinnati, played well at Oklahoma. He's done some very good things.
Prohm says he's more concerned about who's on the floor at crunch time.
You know, starting is great and everything, but who's going to, you know, you want to be out there when the money's on the line and it's winning time. And so I think he'll handle it good because I think he understands he's coming into a situation where he's playing with seniors, guys that have had a lot of success. And I think he's really done a great job, like I said, of fitting in.
Well, so far, Burton's been a pretty effective weapon off the bench for Iowa State, who hosts Texas Tech next up on Wednesday night. The University of Iowa women's basketball team pulled out a 69-65 win over Rutgers last night, extending their winning streak to 25 inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes, ranked number 25 in the USA Today coaches poll, improved to 12-2 overall. They're 2-0 in the Big Ten Conference, as Rutgers, coached by former Hawkeye coach C. Vivian Stringer, fell to 10-4. They're 1-1 in conference play. There were 14 lead changes in the game, 7 coming during the first 10 minutes. Iowa had 4 in double figures, paced by junior Alexa Kostanek with 20 points and 5 three-point field goals. Junior Allie Disterhoff added 15 points, while sophomores Chase Coley and Whitney Jennings finished with 10 points apiece. Iowa continues its quest of 3 games in 7 days by hitting the road to Michigan on Thursday before returning home to face number 8 Maryland on Sunday. Arkansas All-American tight end Hunter Henry has decided to leave school after his junior season and declare for the NFL draft. He had 51 catches for 739 yards this season for the Razorbacks, who ended their season with a 45-23 win over Kansas State in the Liberty Bowl. Also leaving early are Notre Dame cornerback Kavari Russell and Stanford tight end Austin Hooper. One person who's not leaving school early is Iowa cornerback and reigning Jim Thorpe Award winner Desmond King, who says he'll return for his senior season. King, a consensus All-American choice, had 8 interceptions for the Hawkeyes this season, tying the Iowa single-season record. It also tied for 2nd in the nation and 1st in the Big Ten. According to the Daily Iowan, King told defensive coordinator Phil Parker and head coach Kirk Ferentz the news on Monday that he was expecting to return next year. You can add the New York Giants to the list of NFL teams in the market for a head coach. Meanwhile, San Diego and Indianapolis are keeping their head coaches. Tom Coughlin has resigned after 12 seasons and 2 Super Bowl wins with the New York Giants, saying it was in the best interest of both sides that he stepped down. The 69-year-old Coughlin was 110-93 with 3 division titles with the Giants after going 72-64 in 8 seasons as Jacksonville's original head coach. That decision comes after the Giants completed a 6-10 season and missed the playoffs for the 4th straight year. Coughlin's announcement came a day after the Browns fired head coach Mike Pettine and the 49ers dismissed Jim Tomsula. Mike McCoy will return as head coach of the Chargers despite a 4-12 record this season, their worst since 2003. McCoy is 23-27 in 3 seasons with San Diego, including a playoff win and a loss in his first season in 2013. He has 1 year left on his contract. The team also announced that offensive coordinator Frank Reich has been dismissed. Now, the Colts owner Jim Irsay has announced that he's given coach Chuck Pagano a 4-year contract extension, ending speculation that he would be fired this week. Pagano guided the Colts to 11-5 records in each of the first 3 seasons and reached the 2014 AFC title game, but several injuries led to an 8-8 record this season, a game behind AFC South champion Houston. And the St. Louis Rams have filed an application to relocate to the Los Angeles area after 21 seasons in the Midwest. The San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders also filed in an effort to move closer to L.A. Owner Stan Kroenke is part of a group planning a $1.8 billion stadium in Inglewood, California. And the team said on its website that it sought to relocate to the greater Los Angeles metropolitan area, where the team played from 1946 to 1994. The Chargers and the Raiders have teamed on a joint venture for a stadium in Carson, California. The Rams, Chargers, and Raiders have all called the Los Angeles Coliseum their home at some point during their history. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.